I didn't know what you pressed.
Did Terrence call in?
He's not on the meeting right now, though.
Okay.
6:30 on June 1st, Rob Murphy.
Here.
Vicki Buckham.
Here.
I'm Jack Luzak.
Here.
Kyle Hayden. Ryan Geary.
Here.
Jared Robbins.
Here.
Terrence Stu.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Okay. Well, then get right into it. Engineers.
Did you?
Oh, public comments. I'm sorry. I think we have one person. Do you want to talk about the TIF stuff? It's
well,
not in the board packet. It'll be in the next on the next board meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't. I turned that in. I'm Tom Sawyer, owner of Monocles, my wife and I. I turned in a TIF request this week. I didn't know if it'd be on this week. I just came by to see. So it was for replacement of the roof and some work on the parking lot. I know now is not a good time to be doing either of those things. And actually, the bid that I got for the roof was from an out-of-town, it was Aloha out of Bloomington, a customer worked there. So I would definitely want to try to get something. I know there's enough guys in Toronto that can do it. But anyway, if there's any questions you have whenever it does get submitted, I'm not sure if I'll be able to be at the meeting, but I can be contacted.
And you're asking for 50-ish.
It was at 48,000, 49,000. The roof was a $30,000 bid, and that was a metal roof, which I know is more expensive. So that could be toned down to a conventional roof. The fixing the asphalt was from last year, so it was around 17,000. Again, I'm sure it's higher now, but this is nothing that, again, now is not a good time to be doing anything, building a house or doing anything, spending money on materials. So I realize that. You know, we employ a lot of local kids. It's the first job. I know some of you may even work too. I don't think any of you have. I know Jared did work for me, and your daughter worked for me.
Yeah.
So we do a lot for the community, and we never have asked for anything. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But I think it's a good way to help us out a little bit. It was a tough year last year. We kept everybody employed. We went by the standards we were supposed to as far as the CDC and then everything we were supposed to do. And we had a good year. We really did for the way things work. So that's all I had. Whenever it comes up, if you have any questions, if you want me to come to the next meeting or whenever it is, I'll be glad to talk about it. So
thank you very much.
I appreciate you considering it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, engineers, Larry, you're up.
Thank you, Larry Johnson. I'm just making a list. I have so many different things going on at the same time. I wanted to make sure I covered a couple of them. Certainly to answer any questions anyone might have. I fired off a plus 100 page PDF file to Brandy this afternoon, which represents the NPDES permit renewal forms that were due to EPA, and there's a hard copy in the mail, should arrive tomorrow probably, but we got it in by the deadline. That should take care of the 5-year renewal of the discharge permit for your wastewater treatment plant, and in that renewal we had to be sure to include our plans for renewing that wastewater facility sometime in the next 5 years, and including the discharge requirements that will have to be met with the improvements once they're completed. So strike that off the list. Should be in EPA's hands, and they're going to be reissuing that permit sometime in the next 6 months. They don't get in any bigger hurry. They have to renew it 6 months before your existing one expires. Number two, late last week, EPA published on their website what they call the intended use plan. It's also known as the intended fund. funding list in which they score all the projects that communities have in the hopper to be funded by their subsidized interest for water and wastewater. And Tolono appears on that list. The good news also is interest rates dropped about 0.25% for this next 12-month period. If we perfect all of our application and get a loan offer sometime in their fiscal year, July 1st through July 1st of 2022, 1.11% is the interest rate. And on wastewater, you should qualify for a 30-year loan if you decide to take it. And on the water side, you could get a 20-year loan with that interest rate if you would like to begin perfecting that application process on the water side. That's one of the agenda items for a meeting that we scheduled for tomorrow afternoon. And we're going to discuss the status of wastewater and whether we want to pick up the water side or not, or just let it be tabled. Lastly, I completed a draft of your consumer confidence report, which has to be published once a year, distributed to all of your water users, which summarizes the status of all of the testing and any abnormalities that might have occurred with the testing results over the 2020 year, calendar year. That I think needs to be published sometime before July. So we've got plenty of time to get that together. It goes on your village website once it's all done. And I handed a copy of the draft of that to Scott just now, and he's going to take a look at it, see if there's anything in there that he wants to have edited. And then we'll get it back to the village, and you guys can. You have to either publish it on your website or send out a summary mailing to everybody on your water system so that the users of the water understand if there's any issues at all that were detected in the water supply. So that's the consumer confidence report that we're talking about. So those are the highlights of the last couple of weeks. Be happy to entertain any questions. Otherwise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You don't have to hang out and listen to the board meeting if you don't want to.
I enjoy it. I might take it.
Terry ever answer you back?
No, but I mean, I didn't send that until, was it Friday when all that stuff came through?
Yeah.
So I figured it's a long weekend. We'll probably hear. Where I'm going tomorrow, I'm going to have iffy my service, so.
I think we scheduled, was it Friday, Saturday, whatever, to meet at 3.
That's fine.
So
I mean,
it's just to make sure Larry has everything he needs. And
perfect. And I think I copied you in that email to Terry, so hopefully it copies you back again, and then you get Larry.
Just seems like they owe us an awful lot yet.
That's what I was thinking too, especially when we were kind of going through it, that bill seemed just crazy high.
Yeah, so we've been billed almost 200 hours of stuff that we haven't received yet. That is all calculations that Larry could use, so it should be ours since we paid for it, so.
That's definitely.
Which was part of the $33,000 bill I think we had back then. So they should have it. If they don't have it, then they need to answer questions why they don't have it.
Perfect. Yeah, I sent all that back. I just kind of scrubbed Larry's information off there, and you saw the email. I just kind of put the meat and potatoes of it that way and sent it back and asked the questions.
It's so nothing that can't be reproduced, but if you pay for it.
Exactly. That's 200 hours. I mean, you guys aren't cheap, so engineers aren't cheap. So.
Yeah. Sad story.
It is, but it's part of life. You're cheaper than the lawyers, so. Cool. Scott, what you got? Thank you, Larry. What you got for us?
Got the summer kids today, two of them.
Okay.
So, got plenty to keep them busy this summer. Got plenty of fire hydrants all over town, gonna get painted and
Perfect.
Do some updates to the city building down there and try and get that all looking better than it does.
Perfect. Do you think you're gonna redo the cement there and raise that up this year?
Ryan and I were talking about that. We may have to wait until we get the entry door.
The entry door, because it's not wide enough.
Yeah, and then we can, I'll have everything up to that. But we can kinda, you know, because I'd like to widen that wheelchair ramp, because it's not wide enough.
No, it's not. And then it's slick as all get out.
Yeah.
It gets a little rainy.
We'll have to check too. I think it's too steep to begin with, so.
It's slick too.
But that's kind of some of the projects that I got going on for them this summer, so.
Perfect. I like it.
And then hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I'll have the forms in. We'll start replacing small sections of sidewalk ourselves, and then we'll get an agreement together with the concrete contractor and do the three or four blocks I've got slated to get done this year, so.
Cool. I like it.
I mean, cars were in there, so except we get a rainy day and the kids need something to do, they can wax their car, so.
The truck, police department truck. You fixed it and then it broke again.
Got it.
Fixed again?
Got it again.
Okay, keep fingers crossed.
Yeah, open.
Perfect.
And the brush pile, we're planning on starting that next week.
I was out there Sunday, I think it was. Super impressed. You guys have really worked a lot on that. It's looking good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll get it burnt off, and then we'll get the air burner put back in. And
okay.
Which if we're gonna kind of do all that, why the brush pile burning in there out there anyway.
Well, just give the front office a couple of days notice so they can put it out on social media and all that good
My
stuff.
Plan is Monday.
Okay. Perfect.
Weather permitting, but my plan is Monday. Because it's supposed to be dry on Monday, but there's chances of rain kind of hit and miss Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay.
So as long as I got it burning, the little bit of rain won't put it out.
Okay. Perfect. I like it. Anything else?
I think that's it for now.
Any questions for me? Perfect. All right, PD.
Let's see. We are scheduled to shoot tomorrow. So after tomorrow, we should be able to get off for Garcia. Her schedule worked out. She'll be ready to roll, so we can get her in here and get her trained on things, which may take a little bit since she can't put in 40 hours a week. And her schedule's got another job, another three kids, and that stuff going on. But hopefully we can get her to the point where she can start covering shifts or out here working with us to help things out. Last month was another busy month. We had 157 calls, 32 reports, 3 arrests. Part of those have been some burglary of motor vehicles. So if anybody is out there listening, take out your cars. Don't leave anything valuable in it. And if they see anything suspicious, please call. It's easier for us to deal with it when the suspicious thing is going on as opposed to a day or two or a week later. And it could be related to the burglaries we're having and things of those nature. And last month I towed 4 abandoned vehicles. 3 of those were the kind that we tag and send out letters as far as with our ordinance. Another one was just parked in the road. It was a traffic hazard, so it got towed. But so we're making a little progress on things of that nature.
I like it. And did you go ahead and submit an order for ammo yet?
No, I was going to. We're going to see what goes with the shoot tomorrow. I want to talk to McCracken to see what
needs
he would like for duty ammo for rifles and just order it one time instead of having an order here over there.
Well, then you kind of know training too, so all that good stuff. All right. Any questions for the PD? All right, Treasurer. There's one thing I added in there, which might not happen, but it's in the budget in case we can make it happen. Kind of talking with another municipality and maybe sharing an employee, trying to paper all the way around, and there'll be, if it works out, there'll be more information coming, but if you look in the budget and the, under the IT fund, there's a line item in there that got added, so. But there's a lot of like little things we're gonna have to get all figured out. It'd be like an MOU we'll sign with the other jurisdiction and kind of split costs. Well, we won't be splitting them, they'll be paying the majority of them, we'll be paying a little bit of them, so. Alright.
And then audit starts next week, so.
So jump back to Brandon next week. Our office will be tore up.
Studying the office, Scott?
So you're gonna have to send it off to them again.
Oh, they'll do part of it in-house like they did last year.
Okay.
Part of it.
That's a lot of work for you to send all that stuff to them.
Alright.
Any questions about money, the budget, or anything like that? Okay, cool. Board members, anything you guys would like to share? Anything new in the world, any ideas, thoughts, feelings? Well, let's leave the feelings out of it. Alright, zoning planning, they're not here today. Okay, consent agenda, any questions on the consent agenda, or is there any bills that we need to pull out or anything like that?
What's that?
Ones we got, you pulled.
They're not in there.
Okay. I guess you have to do that.
Motion to approve minutes of the May 17th and 18th regular session board meeting. Approve executive session minutes for May 18th. Approve bills and warrants. Approve 2021-0528 payroll, and approve water and sewer usage and bill report.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Excuse me.
Buffo?
Yes.
Elizak?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
So on old business, we have the Teamsters thing, they've agreed to everything in there, and I got an email from them. So all that's left to do with that one is us to vote on it, and then the contract is typed up, which I told them they were typing it up this year, because we typed it up the last time.
Well, Mark said at the last meeting not to vote on it until we have the contract in place.
In our hands, okay. So we're waiting on them to type it up, so.
Yeah, they said vote on it, then they'll type it, but if you want it first, then.
Yeah, our lawyer said to do it the other way around.
The other way around.
And I think the only thing changing in the contract is they're taking out fair share, I think. I think that was it. And they have to, because that's a legality issue. So, okay, cool. Is this a one that's in?
I didn't see it.
Okay, and then we're gonna do the thing for that one, perfect. And there's no new business that I know of. Next meeting we'll have that TIF request in there. Nuisance files, anything moving and shaking on the nuisance files? Jared said they.
Got some stuff cleaned up after the garage sales and the holiday there. Hoping we get more people as the summer goes. There's still a few really bad areas that we still need to focus on, but Justin towed some abandoned cars, so that was good. Just wait for the cleanup day.
Alright, and the next meeting is June 15th, 2021. And there's nothing for executive session, so I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?